Page 381. Book 9. Chapter 1. How a young man came into the court of King Arthur, and how Sir Kay called him in scorn, La Cote Male Taille. At the court of King Arthur there came a young man and bigly made, and he was richly beseen, and he desired to be made knight of the king. But his overgarment sat over athwartly, howbeit it was rich cloth of gold. "What is your name?" said King Arthur. "Sir," said he, "my name is Bunor le Noir, and within short space ye shall know that I am of good kin." "It may well be," said Sir Kay, "the seneschal, but in mockage ye shall be called La Cote Male Taille, that is, as much to say, the evil-shapen coat." "It is a great thing that thou askest," said the king, "and for what cause wearest thou that rich coat? Tell me, for I can well think for some cause it is." "Sir," he answered, "I had a father, a noble knight, and as he rode on hunting upon a day, it happed him to lay him down to sleep. And there came a knight that had been long his enemy. And when he saw he was fast asleep, he all to hew him. And this same coat had my father on the same time, and that maketh this coat to sit so evil upon me, for the strokes be on it as I found it, and never shall be amended for me. Thus I have my father's death in remembrance, I wear this coat till I be revenged. And because ye are called the most noblest king of the world, I come to you, that ye should make me knight." "Sir," said Sir Lamorack and Sir Gaheris, "it were well done to make him knight, for him beseemeth well of person and of countenance, that he shall prove a good man, and a good knight, and a mighty. For, sir, and ye be remembered, even such one was Sir Lancelot du Lake, when he came first into this court, and full few of us knew from whence he came." Page 382. "And now is he proved the man of most worship in the world, and all your court and all your round table is by Sir Lancelot worshipped and amended more than by any knight now living." "That is truth," said the king, "and tomorrow at your request I shall make him knight." So on the morrow there was an hart founden, and thither rode King Arthur with a company of his knights to slay the hart. And this young man said, "And this young man that Sir Kay named La Cote Male Taille was there left behind with Queen Guinevere. And by sudden adventure there was an horrible lion kept in a strong tower of stone, and it happened that he at that time brake loose and came hurling afore the queen and her knights. And when the queen saw the lion, she cried and fled and prayed her knights to rescue her, and there was none of them all but 12 that abode, and all the other fled. Then said La Cote Male Taille, "Now I see well that all coward knights be not dead." And therewithal he drew his sword and dressed him before the lion. And that lion gaped wide and came upon him ramping to have slain him. And he then smote him in the midst of the head such a mighty stroke that it clave his head in sunder and dashed to the earth. Then was it told the queen how the young man that Sir Kay named by scorn La Cote Male Taille had slain the lion. With that the king came home, and when the queen told him of that adventure, he was well pleased and said, "Upon pain of mine head, he shall prove a noble man and a faithful knight and true of his promise." Then the king forthwithal made him knight. "Now, sir," said this young knight, "I require you and all the knights of your court that ye call me by none other name but La Cote Male Taille, in so much that Sir Kay hath so named me, so will I be called." "I assent me well thereto," said the king. Page 383. Chapter 2. How a damosel came into the court and desired a knight to take on him an enquest, which La Cote Male Taille emprized. Then that same day there came a damosel into the court, and she brought with her a great black shield, with a white hand in the midst holding a sword. Other picture was there none in that shield. When King Arthur saw her, he asked her from whence she came and what she would. "Sir," she said, "I have ridden long and many a day with this shield many ways, and for this cause I am come to your court. There was a good knight that ought this shield, and this knight had undertaken a great deed of arms to achieve it. And so it misfortuned him, another strong knight met with him by sudden adventure, and there they fought long, and either wounded other passing sore. And they were so weary that they left that battle even hand. So this knight that ought this shield saw none other way but he must die. And then he commanded me to bear this shield to the court of King Arthur, he requiring and praying some good knight to take this shield, and that he would fulfill the quest that he was in. Now what say ye to this quest, said King Arthur? Is there any of you here that will take upon him to wield this shield? Then was there not one that would speak one word. Then Sir Kay took the shield in his hand. Sir knight, said the damosel, what is your name? Wit ye well, said he, my name is Sir Kay, the seneschal with Wideware asterisk is known. Wideware far and wide. Returned a text. Sir, said the damosel, lay down that shield, for wit ye well it falleth not for you, for he must be a better knight than ye that shall wield this shield. Damosel, said Sir Kay, wit ye well I took this shield in my hands by your leave, for to behold it not to that intent. But go wheresoever thou wilt, for I will not go with you. Page 384. Then the damosel stood with a great while, still a great while, and beheld many of those knights. Then spake the knight La Cote Male Taille, fair damosel, I will take the shield that adventure upon me, so I wist I should know whitherward my journey might be. For because I was this day made knight, I would take this adventure upon me. What is your name, fair young man? Said the damosel. My name is, said he, La Cote Male Taille. Well, mayest thou be called so, said the damosel, the knight with the evil shapen coat. But an thou be so hardy to take upon thee to bear that shield and to follow me, wit thou well thy skin shall be as well hewn as thy coat. As for that, said La Cote Male Taille, when I am so hewn, I will ask you no salve to heal me withal. And forthwithal there came into the court two squires, and brought him great horses and his armor and his spears, and anon he was armed and took his leave. I would not by my will, said the king, that ye took upon you that hard adventure. Sir, said he, this adventure is mine, and the first that ever I took upon me, and that will I follow whatsoever come to me. Then that damosel departed, and La Cote Male Taille fast followed after, and within a while he overtook the damosel, and anon she missaid him in the foulest manner. Page 385. Chapter 3. How La Cote Male Taille overthrew Sir Dagonet, the king's fool, and of the rebuke that he had of the damosel. Then Sir Kay ordained Sir Dagonet, King Arthur's fool, to follow after La Cote Male Taille, and there Sir Kay ordained that Sir Dagonet was horsed and armed, and bade him follow La Cote Male Taille and prefer him to joust, and so he did. And when he saw La Cote Male Taille, he cried and bade him make him ready to joust. So Sir La Cote Male Taille smote Sir Dagonet over his horse's croup. Then the damosel mocked La Cote Male Taille and said, fie for shame! Now art thou shamed in Arthur's court, when they send a fool to have ado with thee, and specially at thy first jousts. Thus she rode along and chid. And within a while there came Sir Bleoberis, the good knight, and there he jousted with La Cote Male Taille, and there Sir Bleoberis smote him so sore that horse and all fell to the earth. Then La Cote Male Taille arose up lightly, and dressed his shield, and drew his sword, and would have done battle to the utterance, for he was wood wroth. Not so, said Sir Bleoberis de Ganis, as at this time I will not fight upon foot. Then the damosel Male Disant rebuked him in the foulest manner, and bade him, turn again, coward. Ah, damosel, he said, I pray you of mercy to missay me no more. My grief is enough, though ye give me no more. I call myself never the worst knight when a mare's son faileth me, and also I count me never the worst knight for a fall of Sir Bleoberis. So thus he rode with her 2 days, and by fortune there came Sir Palomides, and encountered with him, and he in the same wise served him as did Bleoberis toforehand. "What dost thou here in my fellowship?" said the damosel Maledisant. "Thou canst not sit no knight, nor withstand him one buffet, but if it were Sir Dragonet." "Ah, fair damosel, I am not the worst to take a fall of Sir Palomides, and yet great disworship have I done, for neither Bleoberis nor yet Palomides would not fight with me on foot." "As for that," said the damosel, "wit thou well they have disdain and scorn to light off their horses to fight with such a lewd knight as thou art." So in the meanwhile there came Sir Mordred, Sir Gawain's brother, and so he fell in the fellowship with the damosel Maledisant. Page 386. And then they came afore the castle Orgulous, and there was such a custom that there might no knight come by that castle, but other he must joust or be prisoner, or at least to lose his horse and his harness. And there came out 2 knights against them, and Sir Mordred jousted with the foremost, and that knight of the castle smote Sir Mordred down off his horse. And then La Cote Male Taile jousted with the other, and either of them smote other down, horse and all, to the earth. And when they avoided their horses, then either of them took other's horses. And then La Cote Male Taile rode unto that knight that smote down Sir Mordred, and jousted with him. And there Sir La Cote Male Taile hurt and wounded him passing sore, and put him from his horse as he had been dead. So he turned unto him that met him afore, and he took the flight toward the castle, and Sir La Cote Male Taile rode after him into the castle Orgulous, and there La Cote Male Taile slew him. Chapter 4. How La Cote Male Taile fought against 100 knights, and how he escaped by the mean of a lady. And anon there came 100 knights about him, and assailed him. And when he saw his horse should be slain, he alit and voided his horse, and put the bridle under his feet, and so put him out of the gate. And when he had so done, he hurled in among them, and dressed his back unto a lady's chamber wall, thinking himself that he had liever die there with worship than to abide the rebukes of the damosel Maledisant. And in the meantime, as he stood and fought, that lady whose was the chamber went out slyly at her postern, and without the gate she found La Cote Male Taile's horse, and lightly she gat him by the bridle, and tied him to the postern. Page 387. And then she went unto her chamber slyly again, for to behold how that one knight fought against 100 knights. And when she had beheld him long, she went to a window behind his back, and said, "Thou knight, thou fightest wonderly well, but for all that, at the last, thou must needs die. But, and thou canst, through thy mighty prowess, win unto yonder postern, for there have I fastened thy horse to abide thee. But wit thou well, thou must think on thy worship, and think not to die, for thou mayst not win unto that postern, without thou do nobly and mightily." When La Cote Male Taile heard her say so, he gripped his sword in his hands, and put his shield fair afore him, and through the thickest press he thralled asterisk through them. Thralled, pierced. Return to text. And then he came to the postern, and he found there ready 4 knights, and at 2 the first strokes he slew 2 of the knights, and the other fled. And so he won his horse and rode from them. And all as it was rehearsed in King Arthur's court, how he slew 12 knights within the castle Orgulous, and so he rode on his way. And in the meanwhile the damosel said to Sir Mordred, "I ween my foolish knight be others slain or taken prisoner." Then were they where he came riding. And when he was come unto them, he told all how he had sped and escaped in despite of them all. And some of the best of them will tell no tales. "Thou liest falsely," said the damosel, "that dare I make good, but as a fool and a dastard to all knighthood, they have let thee pass." "That may ye prove," said La Cote Male Taile. With that she sent a courier of hers that rode all way with her for to know the truth of this deed. And so he rode thither lightly and asked how and in what manner that La Cote Male Taile was escaped out of the castle. Then all the knights cursed him and said that he was a fiend and no man, for he hath slain here 12 of our best knights, and we weened unto this day